First tonight, in the wake of his loss to Democrat Jared Golden earlier this month, 2nd District Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin is challenging the legality of Maine's ranked choice voting law and also the runoff process itself. Poliquin and his campaign are requesting a recount and have characterized the runoff as mysterious and opaque and run by artificial intelligence or machines that make their own decisions. But two men who decided to recreate the runoff process, the first ever used in a congressional race, say it was basically just math. Steve Missler has the story.
When Poliquin addressed reporters at the Portland International Jetport on Tuesday, he described the ranked choice runoff software that determined the results as a black box. In science or technology, a black box often refers to a device that performs a task, but whose inner workings are either hidden or not understood by the user. And that, Poliquin says, is one reason why he's asking for a recount, a hand counting of the ballots.
And I think it's time that we have real ballots counted by real people. Real ballots counted by real people instead of this black box that is that computes who wins and who loses.
My name is Nathan Teft, and I'm associate professor and chair of economics at Bates College. I am a real person.
Teft says he took great interest in the news reports of Poliquin's recount request, especially when he learned that Poliquin's spokesman had suggested that the counting software was powered by artificial intelligence. So Teft set out to see if he could come up with the same results that state election officials had.
You know, I'm a data analyst in many ways, and I like to work with data. So this was an interesting challenge for me personally just to be able to try and replicate the process.
The Secretary of State's office has published all the election results on its website. Every ballot, every ranking, and every town. It's all there in massive data files that can be inspected and downloaded. So Teft took that data and plugged it into Python, program that allows users to write code that calculates the data, in this case, simulate the ranked choice election. Now, it's true that the software the state uses is proprietary, but the rules that are used by that software are just as public as the election results.
Because the rules are publicly available, I could implement those rules myself and then replicate the process directly.
And so that's what Teft did, plugging in the rules for all the various ballot scenarios. Ballots in which a voter ranked the same candidate multiple times, or skip the first two rankings, and so on.
A voter skips two choices, then the rest of their choices are invalidated. So I automatically went through and did that.
And after about 6 hours, Teft came up with a final tally for the election and the runoff. Democrat Jared Golden, 50.6% of the vote. Republican Bruce Poliquin, 49.37%. The state results, 50.6% for Golden, 49.38% for Poliquin.
It's just math. There's no sort of statistical analysis. There's no prediction involved, which is necessarily a part of artificial intelligence, by the way.
And while Teft does have a PhD in economics, he's not the only one who's been able to use publicly available data to replicate the election count. Theo Landsman, a researcher at FairVote, a group that supports ranked choice voting, came up with similar results using a different program. It's called Microsoft Excel, database program that was originally introduced in 1985.
I was able to get the total numbers basically totally accurate. My first round counts and final round counts correspond exactly to what's in the Secretary of State's database.
Landsman's simulation is a huge data file, but he shared it with Maine Public Radio. Teft publicly posted his simulation and exactly how he did it on GitHub, a website that allows programmers to share their work with anyone who wants to test it for themselves. Teft says it wasn't just curiosity that motivated him to replicate the ranked choice runoff.
It's an important idea for me as well, personally, to support trust and confidence in the vote counting process. So I certainly wanted it to be as transparent as possible.
Landsman says neither he nor Teft could have replicated the election if the state had run an opaque vote count or not made the ballot data available to the public.
Contrary to the black box narrative, we have more information about how Maine ran the RCV tabulation for this race and how the votes were counted than we have about basically any other election in the U.S. this cycle for Congress.
And that, Landsman says, is something that he believes Maine voters should keep in mind when assessing the political rhetoric about the ranked choice process and a recount that's expected to take about a month. Poliquin's campaign did not respond to a request for comment by airtime. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.